Spencer Cass is not happy with City Hall.
Why this council won't take action is truly beyond me.
Cass has gone to multiple meetings to urge city and county officials to put a citywide panhandling ban on the ballot. He circulated a petition to put the issue up to a vote, but wasn't able to get the required 18,000 signatures by the December 26th deadline. Today, he accused the council of denying democracy to Tampa residents.
It's been reviewed by the city legal department. They believe it's constitutional. They believe it can be defended. So when we deal with constitutional issues, as far as I'm concerned, there is no issue. Now, you can have them come down and bring you an ordinance directly, and you can vote on it, and you can simply pass the ordinance, and we can stop all this. Otherwise, let's just let the public decide. I don't understand what the problem is with democracy.
The proposed ban was not on the council agenda today, but discussion over a citywide panhandling ban identical to the one passed in St. Petersburg last year ate up a solid chunk of the morning. Councilmember Charlie Miranda said to ban panhandling without offering any immediate solutions to poverty and homelessness would essentially shut out an entire class of people.
Now, what makes a city or a country or a nation or world is compassion about other people and understanding of the facts on how they feel in the time of need. This order doesn't cover anything but get rid of them. So if you have a family of five children and four are doing well and one's not doing too good, as a parent, are you going to close your eyes to the one that's not doing good and said, I'm only going to raise the other four? I don't think so.
Cass said he thinks the city has had time to develop its own solutions, but has done nothing.
The city of Tampa has an outright ban on things like mobile home parks, some of the most affordable ways of creating housing. And this council's had 4 years. Let's hear what the things they've done to create jobs. Reverend Scott says 4 years ago he predicted that we were going to have a higher and higher unemployment rate. Can he name anything that they have done on their own to create more jobs in the city of Tampa, to make this a better environment?
Councilmember Mary Mulhern said it's inappropriate to consider a panhandling ban in the wake of an economic catastrophe, especially when no one proposes a solution.
I just read the other day that there are now 23,000 homeless people in the Tampa Bay area. We all know people who are have all their lives had good jobs, good education, who can't find a job right now. We know, you know, half the people we know, everyone I know, their income has probably dropped in half if they're lucky enough to have a job in the last couple of years. Things are really bad. So for to be asked as city council to tell people that they can't ask for help on the street is a difficult thing.
During public comment, Jenny Bronson said she has had no roof over her head for 2 weeks now. She told the council she sometimes has to rely on panhandling to catch a bus across town to apply for jobs.
I cannot find work because nobody will give me an interview. So I've only been on the streets now. This is going to my second week, and it's not a whole lot of money out there. But it does help me when your pocket is broke, when you're trying to get to a job to fill out an application or get to an unemployment office. Versus walking all the way there when you have no money or no means of getting there, no money to put gas in your car. So my only alternative was to go out and see what I could do to help myself because I've done everything that I can to help myself. Not that I'm a beggar, but it was the only option that I have.
The only council member who spoke in relative support of the ban was Joseph Caetano. He said he doesn't support a referendum on the issue, but rather an ordinance banning the practice.
I think we need to do it as a body because we got voted to do these jobs. We don't have to subcontract to the citizens.
Other council members, as well as City Attorney Chip Fletcher, noted that even if the city were to approve a ban, there may be some legal issues.
Because of the federal and state case law right now, the city's only option really is to have a ban or to have an open availability for solicitation on the roadways. There is a state statute on this issue that exempts some certain groups from permitting. The federal courts have looked at that and said, no, that's not acceptable. Either everybody has to get permits or no one can get permits. And right now we're into the, because of that case law, in a situation where you have no permit as an option.
The council declined to vote on proposing a panhandling ban to Tampa voters in March. But it did elect to place a referendum on the ballot that would give a tax break to businesses to move or set up shop in Tampa. The tax break could apply to up to 100% of the assessed value of a new business, as well as tangible items like equipment and furniture. Council Chair Tom Scott said the exemption, if adopted, could help boost Tampa's competitive edge when it comes to attracting businesses and jobs.
This passed by the voters. This is another tool.
Exactly.
In our tool chest, a toolbox that we can utilize for economic development and job creation.
Hillsborough County voters passed a similar incentive in November, but it does not apply to Tampa. Critics say the exemption could result in a deep loss of revenue at a time when municipal coffers are already hurting. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.